Are you tired of the same old playlist? Well, you have two options. Either turn the radio off or turn it up with Power Hour. I'm your host, Disheveled, and we're bringing you the most explosive headbanging rock on the airwaves. From deep cuts from your favorite classic rock bands to the best in up-and-coming rock and roll, we're here to rattle your speakers. Don't miss Power Hour every Thursday night at 7 p.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
No sweat, dog. Croatia, we can eat. Cymraeg heddiw. Welcome to this week's edition of Today's Welsh Music. I'm Ed Reed, your host and producer. On this week's program, we feature releases from the Jig Cow label, which seems to have become more prominent over the last year or so. Jig Cow was founded by the musician Mae Gwyneth in Cardiff in 2011, originally to release his own material, in this case by the band Sabrinion. The label has gone on to release many singles and albums from other artists since then, and the roster of the label has included artists such as Meth, Huff, and many of the newer groups who have emerged from Cardiff, including Dan Leoli. We'll start off this week's program with a track from the band Rive La Rose. From their Ambe Routine Aneros album, this is Rocker Wrath.
We'll be right back.
That was Rocker O'Rath from Rivleros. Rivleros was a band from Caerdydd. It was on the heavier end of the Welsh rock music spectrum, and they started performing in 2015. In 2016, they released their only album, Ambe Rutin Aros, and in 2018, they released a further single, but there's been nothing from the band since 2019 when they played at Taffwell. So it looks like the band broke up after that. Unfortunately, unlike a lot of the more current bands, I don't have a lot of information about them, but possibly some of their members went on to other projects and are still active in the music scene to this day. In recent times, the Jigcow label has released music by several younger bands from Caerdydd, and one of these, which I have not heard of until recently, was Anhyneth. Anhyneth started performing in 2023, and they have what is described as a pop rock sound, similar to several other bands on the Jigcow roster. After a few years of performing, including at the Eisteddfod, where they competed in the Battle of the Bands competition this year, they recently released their debut EP on the Jigcow label. From their D8 EP, this is Anhyneth with the title track here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Beithiol yn taro'i gilydd yn chwimpo lawr y stryd Mae y tyniad rhyngddi nhw Ond mae bywyd prysur gan ddi'r ddau fyw Ond oes dim amser cwrdd yma heddiw Ond mae bywyd perffaith i barod i greu Ond oes dim cariad eto, felly mae nhw'n dweud Hei di eithi, ti'n sefyll yn y ffordd Hei di eithi, smidad y gor O di eithi, mae gwythio mewn i fi O di eithi, dwi eisiau cael heibio chi Flwyddyn nesaf mae'r ddau yn cwrdd unwaith eto mewn barnu clob Chwilio am rhywbeth mwy na ffrind Mae'r ddawns yn agos, mae'r ddawns yn rhys Mae'r ddawns yn sioi i fyd i gyd Dwi byth di teimlo'r atyn Ond dwi ddim yn gwybod dy enw di Hei di eithi'n cofio bob i'n gair O di eithi'n ein cariad yw'n air O di eithi'n cofio bob i'n gair O di eithi'n Three.
That was D'Atherin from Enhavid. Wigwam is another young band from Care Death who have largely an upbeat, fast-paced rock sound. They were formed in 2017 at the Skull Plus Bar, initially to play one concert at the Clue Beaver back in Care Death. However, after that concert, they decided to carry on playing, and they released their debut single in 2018 and also performed in a musical where the song and others by the band were featured. And this was performed at the memorable Cardiff Bay Eisteddfod in 2018. The band released their debut album after this and then released a further single in 2019. Wigwam ended up taking a four-year break subsequently, but they released a new single in 2023 when I first became aware of them, and then released a follow-up single subsequently with their most recent coming out in July of this year. This is Wigwam with one of their 2023 singles, Problemi Pessimistiad. That was Problemi Pessimistiad from Wigwam. You're listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. I'm Ed Reed, your host and producer. Beganas was a band that was formed in the village of Wynvar near Caernarfon in 1988 when the members were students at the nearby Sir Hugh Owen Secondary School in Caernarfon. Beganovs are what residents of Wynvar are called by people in nearby towns and villages. The band released two albums and an EP on the Angst label between 1992 and 1994, but they then changed their name to Big Leaves following a mistake pronouncing Beganovs at a music festival in the Netherlands. The sound changed with the name change to a harder-edged sound, but as Big Leaves, they became one of the most popular bands in Wales for a while and released albums and EPs starting in 1988 on signed sub-label Cry. At the same time, they also started releasing material in English on English-based labels, but the band broke up in 2004. Subsequently, Melir and Ocean Gwyneth went on to form the band Sabrinion, who had four albums on different labels. And the last of these, Ukbeta Dreven from 2011, was the first album released on May Gwynnis, then new Jig Cow label. From the Session Ayek Dai album, also appearing on their debut album Jig Cow from 2005, this is Sabrinion with David D. We'll be right back. That was David D by Sobridion. Alan Rion is a singer-songwriter from Cardiff who generally does or has done acoustic-type material, though some of his tunes are more rock-oriented. He's been on the scene since the early 2010s and does material in both Welsh and English, with the latter being more of his emphasis in recent times. However, I haven't seen any evidence of any activity from him since 2021, so he may no longer be active on the Welsh music scene. He released two albums on the Jig Cow label, and his first was in Welsh, while his second was in English. From a Serendiscan album from 2013, this is Alan Rayon with Miri Eye, here in Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. Was Miri Eye from Alan Rion. We'll finish off the first half of this week's program with a tune from Cadno. Cadno is, or was, a group from Cardiff who emerged around 2016, and they were a female-fronted band that had a fairly original sound. They released their first single in 2016 and another single later the same year. And they released a self-titled EP in 2017 that notably features the tune Bang Bang that became a minor radio hit. However, the band seemed to have stopped performing after 2018, and this is similar to other artists from the earlier days of the Jinkal label, in that they emerged, made a bit of an impression, but then disappeared. From their 2017 EP, this is Cadno with Bang Bang. That was Bang Bang from Cadno. You're listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. My name is Ed Reed. We're currently airing on selected affiliate stations, including CFRC in Kingston, Ontario, KXCJ in Cave Junction, Oregon, KOPN in Columbia, Missouri, and Beware the Radio out of London, Duke of R. And you can also listen to all our programs on my Mixcloud page at mixcloud.com/EdReed1. Croeso and all. We'll kick off the second half of the program with a tune from Huth. from their Pseudostavitha Rack album. This is Mike. That was Mike from Huff. Huff was one of three fairly similar eclectic alternative bands that emerged from Caerdydd in the latter part of the 2010s, and the band released their first single in 2020. They followed this up with an EP in 2021, and the band released their first album, the highly acclaimed Pseudostavetharach, in 2023. However, in common with several other bands that were playing on this week's program, they seem to be going to hibernation after the release of their album, and a few gigs following this, though they did seem to reappear at the Eisteddfod in 2024. I really do hope that Huff are just taking a break, and they haven't finished for good, as they were or are a great band. I look forward to hopefully hearing more from them in the near future. Umar was a band from Caerdydd who had a mainstream to alternative rock sound and were active during the mid-2010s. They were formed in part by experienced musicians, including Sean Owens, who was the bassist for M Bandana, who were also active during part of the same time as Umar. Umar released their first EP on signed sub-label Rasp in 2014, but then shifted to Jig Cow subsequently for their second EP, Brew, and their final release was a single in 2017, also on Jig Cow. From their Brew EP, this is Umar with Hinidio here in Canadian Cymraeg. Have you? Denise Welsh Music. That was Hinidio from Umar. Meilir, or May Gwynnes, started off in Winevar with the band Beganes, but this later became Big Leaves. Following the end of that band, he was part of Sabrinion, but they in turn finished after 2011. And since that time, May Gwynnes has devoted much of his time to his Jig Cow label and related production duties. However, he has continued making music himself as well, but on a less regular basis. He's been involved in several projects, including working with The Earth, the youth sporting and cultural organization in Wales, and has released an EP, Tavler Dees, in 2009, as well as two albums in 2018 and 2021. In 2023, he embarked on another project that he called Session IT POTUS, where he performed traditional songs in a more rock style, and this also led to an album of the same name. From his Tavler DCP, this is May Gwyneth with the title track. That was Tavler Dees from May Gwyneth. You are listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. My name is Ed Reed. Check us out on Mixcloud, where you can listen to all our past programs at mixcloud.com/EdReed1. And for updates on our programs, follow our Facebook page at Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. One of the most prominent young bands currently on the Jig Cal roster is Taran, not to be confused with a traditional band of the same name, who are from Cardiff. Taran was formed out of a school, Glentaff, one of the three Welsh language secondary schools in Cardiff, in 2023 through participation in the Cyfludo Taffwyl project, sponsored by the city's Taffwyl Festival. Taran started releasing music fairly soon after they started playing, and after their first two singles, they released their debut EP in 2024. The band has continued playing around Wales since then, including at the recent Eisteddfod in Wrexham, and they just released several more singles earlier this year. These have led to their first album, Come Alive, which just came out. For their Come Alive album, this is Taran with Cymraeg Mass.
ar ochr y bar. Gwydir wrth y law a sigaret yn y llall. Arian parod gen ti'n pigo allan dy fag. A dyma fi'n cael trafes tri o gweithio ti mas. Mae grym ddechrau amgylchu ti o be wneud i nawr. Siŵr o fod yn ddigwydd i di bob yn ail awr. Mi fysa'n dilyn hefyd o sylds efo fi siawn. Ond ni allai delio hefo cael dyn rhoi lawr. Nid wyf yn berson busnesyd, ond dyma fy nghynnig. Allai neidio, teidio, bydd ffôn a sydd yn neud eision. Neu dreifio, heifio, a fydd hyn newydd sbon. Fod gen i fy nghys, ond nid y ffôn ffordd i lan. Dod gen dy enw gryfar yn hanol y can. Rhaid gymryd ti mas. Mwy a brif o fy ffrindiau wedi deall yn iawn. Y rhagor wedi yfed ers dechrau prynhawn. Clywi ar y glwch, mae hi braidd wedi naw. Mae rhaid i'r noson bara. Beth bynnag a ddaw. Bydd i hwn ti'n dechrau fy ngwyneb i fi naw. A ddawain wedi gollwng dy idea ar y llaw. Gweld yr enw mec wrth goed yn dy law. Sut allai dy ddiolch di mae'r ateb yn haw. Dwi'n deall ma'n anhebygol. Ond beth wyt ti'n meddwl? Allai neidio, teidio.
That was Comrade T. Mass from Taran. Dan Leoli is another of the young bands from Caerdydd who are on the JKL roster, and they started off in 2022 and later participated in the Cyflwyno Taffwyl project. Like other young bands from Caerdydd who are with JKL, they were quick to release their initial material with a football-themed single, Cefnogi Cymru, coming out in 2022. They followed this up with several singles and their first EP, Dear Not I Have, in 2023. And in 2024, they released their first album, Vivud Back E. Most recently, the band released a new single this past summer, and the band continues to play regularly around Wales. From their Dear Not I Have EP, this is the title track.
Mae'n bron hanner dydd, ond mae'r tywydd mor braf. O coda yna. allan drifu'n ffenestri Deffron sadyn aros i bwg o ffi Bwyta brecwas yn yr ardd Mae dwi'n ebo mor hard Diw'r nod a'i had Hwn yw'r hawsaf Ydi esbonio Tymla'r yr un teimlo Ata ti Yeah, ata ti Mae'n amhosib caru Rhywun mwyn a'n caru ti Ia, mae'n amhosib caru rhywun Mwyn a dwi'n caru ti O ti mor brydeth mae'n anodd credu Caredig doniol llawn Dau o nider y mas A fe pryn hawn Paid o no tan y wawr Diw'r nod ei hadd O nhw i'w hawsaf Ydi esbonio Tymlad erbyn teimlo Ta ti Yeah, ta ti Mae'n amhosib caru Rhywun mwyn ap yn caru ti
Was Dear Old I Have from Daddlioli. We'll finish off this week's program with a couple of tracks from the band Meth, who released their album Mein Hof Patentenwank on the JCal label. This is Side Bexo, followed by Gwenworth Moonabuled. Cymraeg heddiw, today's Welsh music.
Sdim lot ar ôl i'w chlywed, o dan y llanw llawn gwydion yn arnofio mewn cwch gwag yn glwm i'r awel.
That was Gwen Worth Buddha Bullet, and before that, Side Bexo from Meth. We've come to the end of this week's program, and I hope you've enjoyed it. You've been listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music, and my name is Ed Reed, and we'll have a new program for you next week. Húvar Mitro.
Step into a world where stories meet sound. My name is Simmer Kaur, host of Melodies of Myth, a show that blends Indian classical and Western music with short tales of culture, history, and identity. Join me every Friday at 3 p.m. only on CFRC. And if you enjoy the music, you can find more by searching Simmer Kaur on Spotify. Tune in, unwind, and let the melodies carry you. Once again, it's Melodies of Myth, 3 p.m. every Fridays.